at michaelmpacheco.com. You can also buy his book on amazon.com and at Barnes & Noble. And for KBOO Community Radio, I'm Sarika Mehta. Thanks for listening.
KBOO, an ear to the streets of Portland, are proud to welcome local artist and poet Taria Autry, the author of her latest book of poetry, Roots, Reality, and Rhyme, May 1st, 2014, starting at 7 o'clock p.m. Taria will be performing excerpts from her book of poetry live on KBOO Airwaves and will also be available for a book signing at KBOO Radio. Stay tuned for Freeform Fabulous Thursdays for an intimate night of 60 soul music following Ear to the Streets. That's Thursday, May 1st, 2014, from 7 o'clock p.m. for Ear to the Streets of Portland, followed by a Freeform Fabulous Thursday right here on your community radio, KBOO 90.7 FM, and online at www.kboo.fm.
Good morning, and welcome to the May edition of Black Book Talk. We are honored this morning with a special guest for you. Her name is Sharon Draper, and she writes books for young adults. She writes wonderful books, and she's written lots of books. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
We're also here, as usual, with
Patricia Welch, the library lady.
And O.B. Hill with Reflections Mirror Image Books.
And I'm Emma Jackson Ford, bookwoman. All right, I hear that you will be in town very soon.
Yes, I will be in Portland on the 13th, 14th, and 15th of next month. And next month starts on Thursday.
Yes. And where will you be those 3 days?
A number of schools and libraries in the area. They have not sent me the final schedule, but I can give you the name of the people who are kind of organizing my trip there.
Can I give you an insider's? Can I share some insider information?
Please.
As a Multnomah Library, County Library employee, I can tell our listeners, and I think most of the people who are listening to this will be most interested in this event. On Wednesday, May 14th, from 7 to 9 p.m., Ms. Draper will be giving the Teen Author Lecture. This is our annual big event where an absolutely stellar young adult author is coming in. So, of course, you know she's a superstar, and we're happy to have her here. But it will be at Portland Community College, Cascade Campus, in the Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building. This is first come, first serve. It's free, open to the public. Again, Wednesday, May 14th, 7 to 9 p.m., Portland Community College, Cascade Campus, Moriarty Arts and Humanities. And if you want more information on that, go to the library's webpage, www.multcolib.org, and look under events, and you'll see the teen author, and you'll find out things about the lecture, but also about Sharon Draper and her background and her books. And so, you know, I think everything is there.
And it's open to the public. It's not just for teens.
No. And I will say, as I think most of our listeners know, I'm not the children's book person or the youth book person. That's more Emma. But I got to tell you, I started reading your books years ago. I love them. I think Romeo and Julio is my favorite just because I'm a romantic. But no, your books are for all ages. We are very, very lucky to have you here.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Today, I ask a third grader to go pull all of your books from the shelf for me and put them out so I could do a display.
Uh-huh.
And surprisingly, she said to me, she started smacking her lips because I tell them books are like chocolate. And she smacked her lips and she said, "I've read this."
Oh, that's lovely.
So even younger ones have read. Maybe she has an older sister.
No, I have books for third graders, second graders, third graders, fourth graders, middle school, and high school. I have for the little ones, I have the Sassy books and the Ziggy books. And then for the middle school, I have, just piles. And then there's a couple that I would reserve just for high school, like Panic, the newest one.
You know, one of the things that I admire about you is that even though you are not just a nationally known, but an internationally known writer, whenever you are identified and whenever you speak, and I've seen some of your speeches, you know, on YouTube, you are an educator. You haven't lost that. You are an educator who became a writer. And I just think that's so important. So I just looked and saw, you know, you were the 1997 National Teacher of the Year. And I thought that's probably as important to you as being a 5-time winner of the Coretta Scott King Award, a New York Times bestselling author. And truly, your awards and honors are too numerous to list. But I just like that. And I wanted you to tell us how you became a writer, because everybody wants to know, how can I get a book published? Were you working towards this goal since you were 15 or blah, 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 blah? But how you actually became a writer, got into that field, because I just think that's a great story.
Well, I think writing and teaching kind of go together. And I think I am a better writer because I was a teacher. But I started writing basically as a challenge from one of my students. And he challenged me to enter a contest, and it happened to be the Ebony Magazine Literary Contest. And he said, why don't you write something sometime? And I did, and I actually won first prize. I've never won first prize in anything in my life. And so I got first prize. I got a check for $5,000 just before Christmas.
All right.
And a 3-page story published. So that was how it started. And then I said, if I can teach a book, I can certainly write a book. And so that's how I got started on the first book, which ended up being Tears of a Tiger.
Yes.
Well, you're from Ohio, Cleveland. But
yes.
In reading your book, Tears of a Tiger, I noted that I hear some Southern dialect and drawl. Could you tell me where your parents were born?
My parents are from North Carolina. Well, my father is from North Carolina, and we used to spend summers in North Carolina, and actually that is where the newest book is going to take place, is North Carolina, because it's kind of touching my roots, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break right now and let some of our friends tell you how you can support Black Book Talk, how you can support KBOO, how we can continue to bring you fabulous, internationally recognized authors like Sharon Draper. So we're going to stop for a minute, and then we'll meet you on the other side.
That's right. Thank you very much, Patricia. And it is a terrific interview with Sharon Draper. We're very lucky to have her on the air. And she's obviously written some very interesting books and has a continuing career in this great world of literature. We have 3 books with us right now to offer for anybody who calls in the next few minutes or next day, in a half hour or so. And they are terrific books recommended by the Black Book Talk radio show. And if you dial 877-500-5266, you can get one of these books. My man Sam will tell you all about them and the names of those books, but I urge you to pick up that phone, dial 877-500-5266. It's so important on this beautiful May Day to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Now, Sam, tell them all about the books.
Well, we got a few of them. We got Black Lotus by Kawan. We got The White House by Jacques V. Coleman. And we've also got Swing by Miyasha. These are all part of a series called Infamous Novella. Each one is an infamous novella, and you can have any one of those when you call right now, 877-500-5266, with your pledge of $60 or more to support KBOO. If you want to do, say, $10 a month, you can have 2 of them.
Yep. Or maybe $5 a month for one of them.
Yeah, make it $15 a month and take all 3.
Bow!
The thing is, we only have 1 copy of each one, so you do not want to sleep on this. Don't miss your opportunity to own one or more of these fantastic stories. Call right now, 877-500-5266. When you decide that your radio bill is $60 or more, you can even bump it up to $75. And in addition to that story, you'll also have partners of, excuse me, Friends of Trees will plant a tree in your name, on your behalf, in support of KBOO, because that's what it is. It's everyone working together on behalf of the entire community. And that includes you, dear listener. So log on to kboo.fm and make your deduction, your contribution, your tax deductible contribution right there. You know, IRS calls it a charitable donation. And I disagree with that.
Do you quibble?
Because this is not charity. This is an investment in community. How about that, friends and neighbors? You want that. You want KBOO. You need KBOO. That's why you have it tuned on.
Come on.
That's why you're listening. You enjoy and appreciate Black Book Talk. And you want to make sure that it has a space on the FM dial where you can tune it in. So join with Marcy Baking at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard and Frank's Noodle House at 822 Northeast Broadway and Labuka at 40 Northeast 28th Avenue. Thank you, all of them.
Thank you very much.
Yes, for providing the food that feeds our volunteers, taking your calls at 877-500-5266. And let us thank you, but we can't do that until we know who you are. So stand up, be counted, and pay your radio bill. 877-500-5266.
That's right. Reach out to be part of your community. It's time to reach out, stand up, grab the phone, and strike while the iron is hot. You just need to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Should that be before or after they strike the iron?
At the same time. I mean, I believe in our listeners. I know they can multitask. I mean, I know the people out there that are listening to KBOO, they're smart, they're savvy, they're tasteful, they're beautiful, and they have a little bit of money to donate to this radio station to keep it going, to keep the wonderful entertainment, the wonderful information, all the terrific news programs, the people who work here tirelessly, night and day. You can show your support for those terrific people and all the diversity of programs that we offer. Please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. It's very simple, it's very easy, and it's very important. It's May Day, it's beautiful out there, and it's beautiful inside your heart. So pick up the phone and make it count. We really implore you to, and I want to thank everybody who's called up already, and I want to thank the people who are going to call up, because what you do is make your community work when you donate a little bit of money. $5 a month, $10 a month, it's so important, and it's something you can do. You can get on with the rest of your day, you can go to work, you can go shopping, go pick up the kids, you can do whatever you need today, but you can also help support KBOO by dialing 877-500-5266.
All right, we're back now. We're back with Sharon Draper, internationally acclaimed authoress, who will be in Portland in May. Before you went to the break, you were saying something about a project you're working on now. Anything you can tell us about it?
Well, the newest book should be out about this time next year. I figure somewhere around March or April of next year. And it takes place in North Carolina in 1932. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of based on the life of my grandmother when she was a little girl in North Carolina and my father when he was a little boy in North Carolina. And I kind of combined everything all together, you know, both their lives. I kind of smooshed together. And I made up this little town called Bumblebee, North Carolina. And that's where everything takes place in 1932. I'm very proud of it. It's, I think, one of the best things I've ever done.
You've written so many books.
This is number 32.
Oh, wow. Okay. If you were going to, if you could only introduce a new reader to one of your books, and I would say I want to narrow it down to one of your YA, your young adult books, what would be the book that you would choose as the one book you'd want somebody to read first?
Out of My Mind.
Okay, tell us why.
It's the blue book with the fish on the cover.
Yep.
That book has been on the New York Times bestseller list for over a year, almost a year and a half now. It's been translated into 10 different languages. It has elicited, it's won just dozens and dozens and dozens of awards. And that is the book that touches the hearts of people. everybody who reads it, whether you are a child or a teenager or an adult, the book touches their life in one way or another. It's very, very powerful.
How?
I'm very proud of it.
Tell us more. Tell us a little bit about the plot so people will understand.
Okay. The book is about a little girl whose name is Melody, who is absolutely brilliant. She is the smartest child in her school, but nobody knows it because she cannot walk, she cannot talk, she cannot communicate. She's stuck in a body that does not work, but her mind is brilliant. So it's about frustration, it's about survival, it's about overcoming, it's about figuring out how to be just an ordinary kid in under extraordinary circumstances. The title is Out of My Mind.
Okay.
You can get it anywhere.
Okay.
You will have it when I come.
You're listening to Black Book Talk on KBOO. Tell me this. In your books, you give credit to a lot of people. And I really appreciate that for you because it's sort of akin to that old-time religion. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me.
Good enough for me, yes.
You know something? Would you mind if I read something that you wrote? It's at the end of your webpage, and I was just so touched by it. The Who Am I? Or if you have it in front of you, you could read it.
I can pull it up real quick.
Well, while you're pulling it up, I had read that you were honored at the White House six times. Was
yes.
that through three or four presidents?
I have met Mr. Bush, Mr. Clinton, and Mr. Obama. And I have been honored at the White House six times, not just shown up and, you know, took the tour. They knew I was coming, which is kind of nice. I have, you know, once was when I was National Teacher of the Year. Once was when I got board certified. A lot of it has been for teaching. Twice I was there for books. I was invited to the National Book Festival in D.C., and that's where I got to meet Mr. Bush and Laura Bush. So it's been amazing, and I've been very, very blessed. You want me to read that blurb now?
You know something? I would like to leave that thought with our listeners. So if you don't mind, let's say, why don't we hold that until the end? Because I just think it says some lovely things about you. So no, I will just, I'm going to defer to OB.
Well, I think right now we better take a break because we need to keep Black Book Talk alive and well.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to break and say hello, friends, out in the other studio.
Hello, Patricia. All right. We are so... What is the word? Is it fortunate? Yes, perfect. We are so fortunate to have Black Book Talk as right here in Portland and on KBOO. And what's that worth to you? What is it worth to you that there is an electronic media outlet that will put this sort of programming in front of you and let it flow into your ear holes? Why don't you call right now, 877-500-5266, and let us know. Tell us the amount of your radio bill and how you wish to pay it, because Merrick or Cherie, they can break it down to you how your many different options for how you will get those dollars to KBOO. However you do it, just do it now. You can even use the internet, kboo.fm. Click on the jar in the upper right hand corner. It says donate today, because
I've heard the internet's very popular these days.
Yeah, it's it's a series of tubes. No, however you do it, whether it's online, whether it's in person, come see us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Support the kind of media that supports your community, and your community includes you, does it not?
It does.
It does. So you are actually supporting yourself and all your friends and neighbors.
And it's important to be self-supporting.
And probably even some people you don't particularly care for. But we all depend on KBOO to bring us the information we need to fully participate as citizens, to fully participate as members of our community, however you define that, whether that's your neighborhood or the state of Oregon, the United States, planet Earth, whatever. Now is the time, and you are the one to do it. How about $7.50 a month? Break that down. And there you go. It's like 30 cents a day. Is that right? No, even less than that. However it does. You know, it's about a quarter a day. How
Sam,
about that?
The human abacus, is telling you that you can pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. Let me say that again. It's 877-500-5266. And it's very important you do this because you'll be keeping the great radio station on the air. And where else would you get a show like Black Book Talk? I mean, nowhere else I've found. I think it's a great resource. I found out about interesting authors. I find out about books to look up and track down. And I must admit, I am just fascinated by the idea of infamous novellas. As soon as the word infamous is used, I'm intrigued. And you can get one of these three books, or all three right now, by calling us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or you could get on that famous internet and look us up at kboo.fm. And there's a way to donate that way. It's safe, it's secure, it's very private, and you can keep this terrific radio station supported and keep all these great shows on the air, from Teresa Mitchell through to Black Book Talk to that terrific talk with the gentleman who wrote Angels, Demons, and Chop Chorizo. These are books you won't find out about anywhere else, and we bring this information to you free. But of course, free speech does cost money. We have to pay the bills, we have to pay the minimal salaries, we have to pay, you know, property taxes on the building. Things have to be paid for, and you can make that happen. You can keep KBOO on the air. There aren't many radio stations like this around the nation. KBOO is incredibly important. I know that you feel the same way. That's why you're listening. So please pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And over to Sam.
You know, about maybe... for every member, there are about 9 other listeners who haven't become members of KBOO yet.
And we know who you are.
Well, no, we don't. No, but we'd sure like to know who you are. Yep, so call right now, 877-500-5266. You can give, say, $40 or more over the course of a year. You become a member, a part owner of this community media. And you are supporting... radio for your community, by your community. That's the real thing here. We have the experienced volunteers are forever training up new volunteers. We are producing the next generation of broadcasting superstars right here in Portland at KBOO. And we can do that only with your support. 877-500-5266. You may have heard the name Norman Solomon. You may know about Emily Harris. These are people who learned how to make radio at KBOO, and they were able to do that because your friends and neighbors footed the bill. And now it is your turn. 877-500-5266. We're going to go back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support in just a minute. So now is the time. Get that call finished and done so you can concentrate on the high quality programming that you, as Will said, you just do not get elsewhere. 877-500-5266.
That's right. Grab that phone. It's a beautiful day out there, and it's a terrific way to celebrate May Day, to pay homage to all the people that have lost their lives in the workplace, all the people who are getting poisoned by fracking. You are supporting the information and the dissemination of really, really important knowledge by donating to KBOO. I mean, where else will you find this information? Ask yourself that. and then answer it by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266. It's a crazy world out there. It's a crazy planet, and we're the crazy ones, the people. So you, as a person in your community, can donate to KBOO and keep this terrific radio station on the air, keep the lights on and the mics working by calling 877-500-5266. It's very important. You know it's important, and you know you've been planning on donating. You know you enjoy KBOO. That's why you're there in lovely radio listener land. So pick up the phone. We really implore you. It's very important. And we want to thank everybody who's called already, but we want to thank the people who are going to call. Is that you or you? What about you over there? And you? We need you all to pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266. We have some great gift giveaways.
And we want to thank Charlotte, renewing a member right here in Portland, who actually came to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, walked right into the studios and offices of KBOO when no other broadcast outlet is going to allow that. But KBOO does, because KBOO recognizes that we exist on the grace of the community. And we
thank
want
you, Charlotte.
You to come and pay your way, make your support for KBOO felt right now.
This is a great place,
okay,
so come and walk in.
Okay, we're back. I want to ask you something. People always, a lot of writers seem to say that that they're just a vessel, that they're a vehicle, that the ideas come to them, they're sort of funneled through them. And one of the things that I've noticed is that while your books have lovely plots, they also have some theme. There's really a very clear message in them, but it's just, you know, couched in lovely language. Do you say, okay, I'm going to write a book about this. I'm going to write a book about a child who feels isolated. I'm going to write a book about, I don't know, whatever, bullying. Or how does it come to you? How do your ideas come to you?
I don't plan a theme. I don't plan a message. I just tell the story. I focus on character. And if I do the character right, then the reader gets a message, or the reader takes what they need from a story. So I've had kids say, I read that book and it told me I should be nicer to my mother. And another child who read the exact same book will say, I read that book and I decided I'm going to be more careful about my friends. And, you know, I didn't plan either one, but a good book should elicit different responses from different readers. So I just put it out there. Mostly I focus on the character and what that character is going to do given these circumstances. What you get out of it, I hope it's something wonderful, but I didn't plan it.
Your book, Copper Sun, has gotten a lot of recognition. It's got an international award. Can you tell us a little bit about the thought behind Copper Sun?
Well,
when you
first
were writing
time I went to Africa, and I went to Ghana, I went to Cape Coast Castle, which is the place where they took the slaves, out through the door of no return and onto the ships. And I went through that tunnel and I said, I have to write this story. And I couldn't write the story about 6 million slaves, but I could write the story of one girl and what it was like for one person, you know, again, focusing on character. What it would be like to have everything you know and everything you love destroyed and taken from you, and you taken away from your homeland to a place where you don't know the people, you don't know the language, and you're made a slave. So that's how Copper Sun got started. And it's now being read in Ghana and Nigeria and other African countries, and they talk to students in the United States about the issues in the book. So it's really, truly an international book.
Excellent.
Okay, I hope we have time enough for you to read. Actually, I know we have time, so I'd actually like you to read Who Am I?
I'll just read the end of it. I love to write. Words flow easily from my fingertips, and my heart beats rapidly with excitement as an idea becomes a reality on the paper in front of me. I smile often, I laugh easily, and I weep at pain and cruelty. I'm a learner and a seeker of knowledge, and I try to take my readers along on my journey. I'm passionate about what I do. I learn to dream through reading, learn to create dreams through writing, and learn to develop dreamers through teaching. I shall always be a dreamer. Come dream with me.
Oh, That is wonderful. Actually, you could have read the first part. You know something, because it flows. Read the first paragraph, too. We really do have time for that, and I'd like people to hear the whole thing.
You want me to read the whole thing again?
Well, no, just read the first paragraph, because it's so poetic. I don't think it matters for the order.
I'm a creator, a visionary, a poet. I approach the world with the eyes of an artist, the ears of a musician, and the soul of a writer. I see rainbows where others only see rain, and possibilities when others see only problems. I love spring flowers, summer's heat on my body, and the beauty of the dying leaves in the fall. Classical music, art museums, and ballet are sources of inspiration, as well as blues music and dim cafes.
Yes.
I do love the blues.
This has been a delightful half hour, and I so look forward to seeing you when you come to Portland.
Well, I am really, really looking forward to it. You can tell people they can go to my website, which is SharonDraper.com, which will connect you to Facebook and Twitter and all of that kind of stuff. I'm old. I don't tweet.
Well, that's okay. The library has a website where we have all of that, tweets and whatnot.
Okay, good. You can tweet for me.
Well, for my final word, I will say again, thank you. I look forward to seeing you. I encourage our listeners to go to YouTube or just go to the library's website and look at some videos to see what a really warm and kind and genuine person we're bringing in here, as well as being an excellent writer and great educator.
Well, I can't wait to be there.
All right.
I'm looking forward. I'll be there. This is Black Book Talk. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
See you next month.
Thank you.
Happy May Day. You're listening to News Headlines at Noon for Thursday, May 1st on KBOO. This is Desiree Garcia. Portland City Council has put a new labor contract in effect with the District Council of Trade Unions, the largest group of union employees in the city, this past Wednesday. According to Oregon Live, the contract is retroactive to July 1st and runs through June 2017. Negotiations began in February of last year and was one of the most difficult labor negotiations. More than 500 California truck drivers have filed complaints of misclassification, wage theft, and over 100 staged a two-day strike this past Monday and Tuesday in Los Angeles. This is part of their attempt to protest low wages and poor working conditions.